Welcome to Five with Phil, where we take five-ish minutes and Pastor Phil responds to your questions. And so if you do have a question for Pastor Phil, you can text those in to 780-652-1515. And so here's a question that we're going to tackle today. How can you make a marriage last in a society that screams you're doomed to fail? And so I guess maybe, you know, preamble, does society scream that marriage is doomed to fail?
I think in many facets, the way society is going, yes.
Yeah.
We can see the tearing down of the family, so to speak, and the value of the family through a lot of the new social norms that are being created and being accepted. So I would say, yeah, that's a fair question that someone put in there. I could say a lot to this, There is a lot of things I could land here. Yeah. I'm going to try and land eight because we got five-ish minutes, okay? Yeah. So the first one I'm going to throw out here, how to make your marriage last. Pray regularly together. It's amazing. I've heard that only 8% of Christian couples pray together. Dude, that's low, right? Yeah. Like, that's super low.
Is that like something you guys, before bed, you guys do together?
Yeah. Typically, actually, we're in bed already. I grab my wife's hand and we pray.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a habit that we do.
Yeah.
Number two, I'd say this, have fun together, okay? And I'm not just talking about sex. I'm talking about doing something where you guys just have a lot of fun together. So figure that out, whether it's a hobby, whether it's just going for coffee, going to a movie, whatever it is, right?
But you are also talking about sex, right?
Okay, Pastor Ken, that's number three.
Okay, good.
It is important, a regular and a healthy sex life.
Sure.
Vital, it's important. Fulfill each other in that way so that you don't have to have the temptation to go elsewhere or get it from something else. That's important. Yeah. Marriages need that. Number four, I'd say this, healthy marriage, don't hold grudges, okay?
You actually just spoke about this, right? About not going to bed angry.
Yeah, a while back. This. You're right. The truth is you're going to be offended. Get over it. Mm-hmm. All of us are going to be offended about something in our marriage from our spouse. You need to forgive often and you need to forgive well. That's the bottom line. And just move forward and keep pushing
forward.
There's
so much freedom in that.
Yeah. There is, right? Yeah. And it's just a base truth. Number five, I'll say it this way, lower your expectations. And that seems kind of, okay, what are you talking about there? Drop your ideals is what I would say. Because we have these ideals, these things that we think marriage is going to be, should be, and if it's not, we get frustrated and disappointed.
Yeah.
And it's like, but some of them are just that, ideals.
Yeah, especially the first 2 years.
Bro, the first 2 years,
that's not what I thought it was going to be.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
I actually tell couples when I do pre-marriage counseling, what you need to do is figure out your top three expectations only and share them with each other and then tattoo your spouses into your mind. Because I say that for this reason. If you know their expectations, chances are when they are feeling frustrated, angry, or upset, it's usually because one of their expectations aren't being met.
I remember we were at pre-marriage counseling and they asked, what are your expectations? And me and Kim were just like lovey-eyed. And we were like, we don't have any
each other. That's it, right?
Like day one, we're like, why are the dishes still not done, right?
So what are your expectations right now in your marriage?
For my wife?
Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, man. Oh, expectation. I expect her to give me the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. She knows that I have her and the family best in mind. And so if I slip, give me
huge though, right? Huge. Okay, that's a great expectation because it says maybe you shouldn't get upset when you do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Number six, do something. Okay, and this is what I mean. A home and life together is built by each of you leaning in. So each of you have to do something to make the marriage work, whether that's working on the relationship, whether that's working on the home, the house, whatever it is, do something. So in our home, very early on, Marla expressed to me, I'm not a big fan of cleaning toilets. I'm like, okay. I used to clean up after poop at fires,
you're the toilet guy.
I'm like, I could do this, right? So I own that. I don't love cooking. Yeah. She makes the meals, I clean up.
Yeah.
You know, do something to make it work. Hmm. Number seven, get off social media. And I don't mean like get off of it and never use it. This is what I mean. Don't compare yourself to others. All right? Because as soon as we compare ourselves to others, we get disappointed.
Sure.
And again, just a reminder, we've heard this said. We know it's true. Social media, we're seeing other people's highlight reels, right?
Yeah.
And not real life. And just remember, when you compare, you feel disappointed. And that's in all avenues of marriage, whether it's trips you take, how many times you have sex a week, all that kind of stuff. Don't compare. Yeah. You are unique. You're your own couple. Go with it. Let God work with that.
Yeah. You know, we can feel that sometimes, honestly, when we see people going on these great trips and we're sitting there, you know, kind of like, oh, I wish we could do that, right?
Totally.
In the stage of life, that's hard to do that.
Yeah.
But you start to feel like that a little bit.
This one's interesting, and I'll end with this one. Go to bed together as often as you can.
Yeah.
Now, I recognize some couples, they work shift and all that, and it's not always doable. And I say as often as you can because it's not all the time. But there's a reason for that. Go to bed together because there is the temptation and the lure for the individual who stays up to get into something that might not be healthy. And by that I mean, and I've seen this with couples repeatedly, someone goes to bed early and one of the individuals find themselves surfing porn or they're on a chat with another person and damage happens.
Yeah, there's something about nighttime and being alone that the devil just comes in and just is able to destroy things.
That's right.
So that's a great one. That's so practical.
Yeah. So there's eight, man.
Eight. Awesome. Thanks again for watching. If you have any questions for Pastor Phil, you can text those in to 780-652-1515.